We are hearing more and more about smart cities and smart buildings. In fact, Mike Berry from Hillwood was up the other day, and we were talking about their new development, Frisco Station, which is going to have 5G spread out throughout it, and really an integral part of the construction. But now there's sort of some structure to all this, so that maybe some uniformity in building. It is a wired certification program, and this was all the idea, the brainchild, if you will, of the founder and CEO of Wired Score, Ari Barendrecht, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
So the idea here, well, I mean, first of all, if you're a developer, if you're going to own a building in this day and time, I mean, you got to be wired. Nobody in their right mind is going to rent space if you can't get in. Tell me the idea behind this certification program.
Yeah, Wired Score is a five-year-old company, and the idea is that internet connectivity is obviously fundamental to every type of business, not just technology companies, but even kind of traditional offline companies, accounting firms, lawyers. They are now working out of the cloud. They're moving huge files. They're video conferencing with their peers in other countries. So connectivity is fundamental to connecting to other people personally and professionally.
Right, right.
The problem is that when you're looking for office space, there's certain things that you can touch and feel and see, like floor plates and views and parking and ground floor retail. And those can easily factor into your decision-making process for office space. Internet connectivity is so important, but it's quite literally invisible. It's hidden behind the walls.
So
it's,
you
it's
can't.
In the basement.
So you don't want to take some leasing agents. We'll get you on. No problem.
Absolutely. People can't test or evaluate the quality of internet connectivity.
Now I think I understand.
Without a third party, and Wired Score evaluates buildings for the quality of their connectivity.
So yeah, I know you started this in New York, and you're in the UK, and you're in France, and Ireland, and every place. And now you've just come for the mayor, who's got you've got his stamp of approval, I guess. Why do you need a city behind you before you can come in and set up the certification?
You know, when we launched 5 years ago, we did so in public-private partnership with Mayor Bloomberg in New York. And Mayor Bloomberg viewed Wired Score as a way to make New York City a more attractive place for businesses to locate. And that's because in New York City at the time, it was the only place where you could tell where the internet was good or bad because of Wired Score. And we found those partnerships with city governments to be not required for us to work with landlords in a market, but the support from the city and landlords having confidence that the city thinks Wired Score is a good and valuable tool in the market helps us with brand awareness. It helps us with relationships. And it gives us the credibility that we need so that landlords and brokers and tenants trust us.
So you've come already with a fistful of local buildings that are, you know, that I guess have earned this certification, but maybe more importantly, a lot of owners that want to buy into this. Do you have people who creep into buildings to see if they actually have done everything they say, or
that's exactly the way that it works. So we access all the dark nooks and crannies of the building where the digital infrastructure lives, and our engineers have to crawl into odd spaces in the building. We want to get a sense for the things that really matter to a business when they're moving into the building, like how easily will your internet get set up, how many different service providers do you have access to. How secure and protected is that infrastructure? If internet goes down for an hour, there was just a survey that said $300,000 is the average estimate for how much money a business loses if their internet goes down for an hour. So our job is to assess and evaluate all of the pieces of infrastructure that might impact that might keep internet, secure and up and running for
That's
your
fascinating.
Business.
That's fascinating. I never would have thought about it, but I should have. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So how do you make money?
So we have a certification model. So it's very similar to other building certifications like LEED or Energy Star. Building owners or new building developers will pay us for our evaluation. And if and when a building meets our standard, they can become Wired certified. And they get to be Wired certified for 2 years. After 2 years, if the landlord wants to remain wired certified, we do the whole process over again. So
do you have snitches who will say, they're not doing that, what they told you they did?
It's very confidential between us and the building owner what the score is for the building until the building owner wants to publicize it.
Can you future-proof a building now?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, future-proofing is tough. One of the biggest questions we get is, hey, Wired Score, we're developing a building that will be occupied in 3 years. How can we plan today for technology in the future that we don't even know what it is?
Exactly.
But the reality is a lot of the evolution of technology is happening at the end points, at the sensors and the things that will be installed in the building and the software that goes along with that. What can be planned for today is the building infrastructure. So the flexibility and space planning within an asset that allows you to install Internet of Things, install sensors, connect building systems. And those are decisions that can be made today from a space planning perspective to ensure that tech can be easily installed and managed in years to come.
So what about the other way? Can you retrofit any building?
Retrofitting is harder than designing from the ground up.
Even with wireless, the proliferation of wireless now, that not everything has to be, on Cat 5 or Ethernet.
Yeah, but wireless, it's a cheesy line, but we always say that 90% of wireless is wired. And that means, to put little antennas in the corners of the building, that has to be connected to a fiber network and to backhaul. And that takes, thoughtful space planning and design.
Does 5G change any of this?
5G will change a lot. What 5G will do, first and foremost, is actually cause a lot of pain for people because 5G won't work well within buildings. So as a consumer on a 5G network...
Does it not penetrate windows or walls or what?
Both. The frequency of a 5G network won't go through building materials of any kind very well.
You've broken my heart.
So there's going to be a period of time, unfortunately, where 5G works very well in certain outdoor locations, and then we walk into our office and we lose that, 100 times faster than today network. Thoughtful building owners are preparing for that today. They're figuring out how to make their buildings 5G ready.
That's really cool. So, like for electricity, there's that UL, Underwriters Limited stamp. Do you have a stamp?
We do. It's called Wired Certification. You can literally see it on building facades and on security desks, on a plaque on the wall. And the idea is that when a tenant or broker is walking in that building, they can trust that the digital infrastructure is of high quality.
Well, this is a very cool idea. I want to keep in touch with you. I got a feeling you're going to be on the leading edge of a lot of this. You can tell me what's coming.
Yeah, the most common question we get is, hey, Ari, how can we prepare our buildings for the future? And that's a big question on landlords' minds, and it's our job to have the answers.
I'm glad you got the answer. Ari Barendrecht, the founder, the CEO of Wired Score, and you will see Wired Certification, hopefully on a lot of buildings all of the area pretty soon.
You will.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.